Now, sticking with the theme, underpaid and swamped with paperwork, headmasters at Czech schools do not have it easy, at least according to a new study published by CERG-EI, that's the Economics Institute of the Czech Academy of Sciences. It found that Czech school directors have the highest administrative burden in the entire EU, partly a result of their excessive decentralization. Tom McEncrow has the story.
Jan Šindelář is the headmaster of Říčany's Bezručova primary school. He says that a pile of administrative documents on his desk every day are a sight he has become acquainted to seeing.
I've got attendance sheets here I have to sign, as well as travel orders, liquidation sheets for invoices, or the requests of my colleagues for new gear. It is certainly quite a lot of stuff.
It takes him 5 hours on average to tackle the paper mountain that faces him every working day. The rest of his time he dedicates to school pupils and colleagues. His is the plight of the administratively most overburdened headmasters in the European Union, at least according to a study titled International Comparison of School Principals, Czech Administrative Hell, published by CERG-EI in November. The author of the study, education specialist Dr. Miroslava Federičová, says that this is the result of a decentralization process that started in Czech schools 60 years ago.
It's transferred a lot of administration decision-making and responsibility to some lower levels in the system, and especially to the headmasters. Since 2003, all schools have been separate legal entities, so no matter how large the school is, which has given school principals like greater autonomy in all areas and also like greater responsibility and new administrative burden.
Decentralization and the subsequent rise in administrative tasks is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, when headmasters' jobs in the EU28 are ranked in this category, the Czech Republic is closely trailed by countries including Norway, Sweden and Finland, states generally regarded as having some of Europe's best education systems. There is a general trend currently prevalent in many European countries where schooling is decentralized, says Dr. Federičová, in part because school headmasters can better assess their pupils' educational needs. However, there is a difference in how this is carried out. For example, in Nordic countries, small schools are grouped together under one so-called super headmaster who handles the administration, while individual schools' directors focus more on educational leadership. This is not the case among their Czech counterparts, who lack such a centralizing administrative figure and therefore have to deal with various ministries and regional officials on an individual basis. This problem is further exacerbated by the fact that headmasters are not given sufficient training before they assume their tasks, nor is any support provided to them from regional authorities, according to Dr. Federičová. She believes that technical and legal support should be offered to local schools in order to erase the burden of headmasters. In larger schools, she suggests dividing the position into an educational and technical director.